It's time for the KBOO Afternoon News for Wednesday, June 3rd, 2020. Across the country, protests continued last night, including in Portland, where thousands of people participated in a die-in on the Burnside Bridge, and more than 10,000 people gathered in Pioneer Square to rally against police violence and racism toward Black people in this country. Protests are expected to continue this evening as well. Last night, police set up chain-link fences across several streets in downtown Portland to prevent people from marching to the Justice Center, where prisoners are housed. After protesters managed to break into the Justice Center on Friday night, police feared that they would return and try to free the hundreds of people imprisoned there. At around 9:30 p.m. last night, police fired tear gas from behind the crowd, trapping hundreds of protesters in the block between the police and the chain-link fence. At 12:30 a.m., several police SUVs were filmed speeding through protesters, knocking several down. Mayor Ted Wheeler said this morning that he will not extend the curfew through tonight and that he wants to hear from the community about their concerns. He did not promise any changes to Portland Police Department policies and did not revoke the $7 million increase in funding he's requesting for the police in this year's budget. In the past week of protests in the U.S., 5 people have been killed. In Indianapolis on Saturday night, former University of Indiana football star Chris Beatty was killed by unknown assailants while participating in a Black Lives Matter protest. Beatty was known as a kind, community-focused man who had recently developed a type of washable, filtered face mask that he was distributing to people to stop the spread of the pandemic. Indianapolis has been the site of a number of recent police shootings of Black people, including a day earlier this May in which 3 people, including a pregnant woman, were killed by Indianapolis police in a single day. In Louisville, Kentucky, the site of the fatal police shooting of Breonna Taylor in her home in March, someone fired into a crowd of protesters this past Thursday night, injuring at least 7 people, one of them critically. Protesters there continued through the weekend, and on Sunday night, Brian McCatty was shot and killed by police, who left his body on the street until noon on Monday. McCatty was the owner of Yaya's Barbecue and was fatally shot outside his business. Louisville Mayor Craig Fisher fired Police Chief Steve Conrad when he found out none of the officers involved had been wearing their body cams. On Saturday night in Omaha, Nebraska, 22-year-old protester James Scurlock was shot and killed by a white bar owner in the city's popular Old Market area. No charges were filed against the bar owner, Jake Gardner, as county prosecutors believed his claim that he shot the young man in self-defense. In St. Louis, Missouri, on Monday night, a retired police officer died while trying to stop looters from entering his friend's pawn shop. David Dorn, a Black man, had tried to address racial inequities in the St. Louis police force during his 30 years as an officer. In Las Vegas, Monday night, a man was killed by police during the protests. Police claim he was wearing body armor and appeared to be reaching for a weapon. In a separate incident on Monday night in Las Vegas, an officer was shot in the head in front of the Circus Hotel and Casino on the Vegas Strip. The officer is in critical condition. A 20-year-old man has been arrested. At least 4 of the 5 people killed in the past week of protests have been Black men. The race of the man killed in Las Vegas Monday night is unknown. Confederate monuments and statues across the U.S. have been removed or defaced amid unrest over the killing of George Floyd. And in Virginia, the headquarters of the United Daughters of the Confederacy was set on fire. Over 10,000 people have been arrested across the country in connection to the protests. Donald Trump tweeted that he would call out the military to put down protests, a move that would be a violation of the Posse Comitatus Act and against the U.S. Constitution. According to the Washington Post, Defense Secretary Mark Esper said today that he does not support the use of active-duty military forces in quelling countrywide unrest at this time, a statement that puts him at odds with President Trump, who has threatened to send troops into U.S. cities. The Chinese government called the U.S. ruthless for its response to the protests. Meanwhile, the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, with over 6.5 million cases worldwide, nearly 2 million of which are in the U.S. No coordinated plan has been laid out to allow for a safe reopening of the economy. Health officials say this kind of chaotic approach will lead to further spreading of the virus. A detailed plan for reopening was written by Harvard scientists that would allow the country to be open safely by early July at a cost of approximately $70 billion. But that plan was not included in the latest $4 trillion relief bill, which is now sitting in the U.S. Senate after having been passed by the House. That's it for the KBOO Afternoon News. Tune in today and every weekday at 5 p.m. for more local, national, and international news produced by volunteer reporters. For KBOO Afternoon News, I'm Janka Soderberg.